while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Experience resurrection life.
Stuff that's been spoken over your life. God spoke to you through his word. You know it's in your heart. How do we wage a good war? Based upon those prophetic words. That's how you wage a good warfare.
No more church as usual. Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Visit us in person at 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce or online at trbanks.com.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
How can someone believe without having heard? How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? This God has chosen the foolishness. He could have done this a whole lot of other ways, but he chose the foolishness of preaching, amen, to save those that are lost. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. So the word says, without the word of God, our soul cleaves, is locked in the dirt. Before you had an encounter with Jesus, you that are saved, you were lost.
Amen.
Your soul was cleaving. Your soul was cleaving to the dust. Your soul was lost.
Amen.
Your soul was in a place where the serpent was told, dust thou shalt eat.
Amen.
That's why many were drug addicts, bound by sins. Times you wanted to get out but couldn't get out.
Amen.
You were a slave to the devil.
Amen.
While your soul was cleaving to the dust.
Amen.
That's where he traffics. That's where he has authority. But there's a sound, there's a trumpet that's saying, gather the people, the elect from the earth. There's a separation coming from the earth. I'm not talking about getting caught out into heaven. I'm talking about being separated from the bondage of sin.
Amen.
From the lies of the devil.
Amen.
Carnal lifestyles.
Amen.
It's time to rise.
Amen.
I said it's time to rise up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. So when you were saved, that's why the enemy fought you. So that's why he fights people. So he hasn't called many noble and many wise. Folk got a lot of money. What I need that church stuff for?
Amen, amen.
That's why you got to let light shine.
Amen.
It ain't about comparing money to money.
Amen.
Kind of car you drive to what they drive, where you live to where they live.
Amen.
Drug addict got the drug dealer got more than you.
Amen.
Yes, he does. He got way more than you. A lot of them hip hop. They got all this going on. But what does it profit a man? See, this is what they need to hear. What does it profit you to gain the whole world and lose your soul? They don't need you patting them on the back for what they've accomplished. No, they need to know that if they don't get right with God, they're gonna go to hell. And whose cars will those be? Whose houses will those be? Whose money is that going to be? You can't take one of the things with you. This is what the world needs to know and the church needs to know. Because the church has been lulled to sleep. And I'm here to tell you, there's a great awakening coming. I said there's a great awakening coming first to the household of faith. Church people need to wake up. Amen. I said church people need to wake up. It's not just about coming to a service. It's about serving a living God. It's about walking with God, talking with God, knowing God, yielding to God. It's about a life. Not about how much you give. Not about what you got. Not about your title. It's about a life. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. I said, it's Christ living. of you? The hope of glory. Is it well with your soul? Amen. You got all kind of definitions for church today. I'm of this persuasion too, and I'm sorry, but I ain't sorry. Because it's more than someone saying, I believe on Jesus.
Amen.
Something has to happen in the heart. Yes, confession is made unto salvation, but it's more than just a few words. I say it's more than just a few words. It takes a life. Amen. I said it takes a life. God has to infuse you with life. Amen. Your soul has to be lifted up out of that dust. A stronger than the one that has you bound has to come on him and set you free. Amen. That's salvation. Only God offers that. But it's more than just a few mumble-jumble words, and then you go back right to the lifestyle you were in. If God is truly saved, then something is different. Something happens on the inside of you where you don't want what you used to have. You don't want to do what you used to do. You don't want to be bound up like you were bound up. You don't want the same relationships you had. You want God, and you want God alone. There's nothing can fill that void but the Lord himself. Amen. Boy, I feel like I'm fishing for souls this morning. I tell you, we're going back to some origins. We're going back to some dominion. We're going back to subduing the enemy. We're going back to taking back what the enemy has stolen from us. He's stolen health. He's stolen wealth. He's stolen the mind of people. Time to take it back. Come on, I said time to take it back. Take it all back. Make up your mind. I'm taking it all back. Everything the devil stole, I'm taking it back. It's mine by covenant right. Amen. Amen. Stop settling. I said, stop settling. The church is moving. The gates of hell cannot prevail. We're storming the gates. Faith cometh by hearing. Stop shutting your mouth. Stop being silent like a lamb. That day is over. Time for the lions to roar. Time for you to be bold. The devil done got bold. Time for you to get bold. The devil has got all in people's face. Time for you to get in their face. In the name of Jesus. I will not be silent. Amen. I said, I will not be silent. The world is going to hell in a handbasket. And people playing games. Tell somebody, no more games. This is for life. God's messengers, if they're truly God's messengers, are sounding an alarm. Sounding an alarm. I'm not talking about legalistic stuff. I'm talking about truth. Truth. The truth of the matter is, man, you must be born again. All roads may lead to Rome, but they don't lead to heaven. Ain't no such a thing as Chris Lom. All the Loms are from Cain. Cain is the creator of religion. Amen. Jesus brought salvation. There's no other name among men under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Tell me one name. Tell me any other name where they say you must be saved. Not one. Not one. All the rest are religions. Amen. That come from Cain. Amen. It's called in Jude the way of Cain. Amen. The way of Cain. Amen. God brought salvation through one other, Jesus. The living head is being joined to the living church. This joining is going to bring about a demonstration of power and manifestation the likes of the world has never seen before. You've heard me say it. I'm saying it again and again. Whether you know it, whether you got it or not, you're going to hear it till you throw the white flags up, because we're coming upon a time of greater works. Greater works. Greater works than ye, these shall you do also, for I go unto my Father. Are you ready for greater works? Or are you just hanging in there? Tell somebody, get some energy. Come on, get some spiritual energy. The same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in your mortal body and will quicken you with life if you have a mind to rise up above how you feel, go beyond what you think, and trust God and believe God and embrace God and follow God. You'll find out you're doing greater. I said, you'll find yourself doing greater works, because it's him that's working in you. He needs a vessel. Adam, brilliant. Look at somebody right now and tell them, you have a brilliant mind. Stop saying you're going crazy. Stop saying you're losing your mind. Stop saying that stuff. Ultimately, you're going to have what you say. Tired, my eyes getting dim. So what? Don't say it. Why you get in agreement with decline? We're not getting older, we're getting better. Amen. Age is a number. I said, age is a number. All time was created for was determined to measure change. Amen. See, in eternity, nothing changes. Amen. And it ain't boring. Amen. Time is here because things change. It measures change. Now, if we're going to rise up and do the greater works, if we're going to rise up and put the super upon the natural, if we're going to defy the natural order, you got to get your mind right. Amen. See, I'm a child of God, born again of an incorruptible seed. Tell somebody, there's a seed in me. Come on, tell somebody else, there's a seed in me that is incorruptible. It ain't never gonna die. It only grows. It only increases. It only expands. It only enlarges. It only manifests God's glory. Amen. I said, there's a seed in you being born again of an incorruptible seed of the Word of God that lives and abides forever. Tell somebody right now, this is just the beginning. This is the first fruit. This is the earnest. I said, this is the earnest of our expectation. This is the down payment on the house. This ain't the house yet. This is the down payment. You ought to be excited. You put a down payment on it. It has secured you a house. It has secured you a place. It ain't even a house, it's a mansion. It has secured you something in glory. We're not waiting to live it. We live it now. Faith is now.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.